As a final comment to the entire affair surrounding the assassination of President Kennedy, the following was recorded from WJR Radio on January 3, 1967, 3 years after the assassination.
55-year-old Jack Ruby died today of cancer in the same hospital where President Kennedy and his accused assassin met death, Parkland Memorial in Dallas, Texas. Ruby had been confined there December the 9th with what was first diagnosed as pneumonia, and he was treated for a bad cold for 3 weeks. It was later determined that cancer had spread into the lymph glands, lungs, and pancreas. Doctors decided that nothing could help. Ruby had been convicted and given the death sentence in the slaying of Lee Harvey Oswald, but his conviction was overturned last October. A new trial was scheduled to be held sometime next month. One of Ruby's last acts was a statement recorded this past weekend by his brother, Earl Ruby of Detroit. Earl had hidden a tape recorder in a briefcase and questioned his dying brother about the Oswald killing.
It happened so fast and everything else, I can't recall what had happened from the time I came to the bottom of the ramp until the police officers had me on the ground.
You have no recollection, you know.
But I know that they were holding my hand, grappling for the gun.
Did you ever know Oswald before?
Never have known him or seen him before.
Had you ever planned anything like this?
I was so emotionally upset for 3 days.
Is there any truth at all to the stories that Oswald had did in your club or anything?
None whatsoever. It's just fabrication.
Some of the last words of Jack Ruby, denying that he knew of any conspiracy in the slaying of Oswald. One of Ruby's attorneys, Detroiter Sol Dan, stated the same conviction in an interview with WJR News Today. Dan himself is recovering at home from a heart attack. He termed it a great tragedy that a grand jury was never convened to determine whether Oswald or Oswald alone assassinated President Kennedy. He also said he had strong feelings that the state of Texas was responsible for Ruby's death. He issued this demand.
An investigation should be made to determine whether the sheriff's office down there properly protected the health of Ruby, who still, as far as the crime of murder with malice is concerned, since the verdict had been set aside, he had to be retried, whether his health was properly protected or whether the state of Texas has now accomplished indirectly what they could not accomplish directly. And instead of dying in the electric chair, he died in a hospital bed. And it should be determined whether that was a result of neglect.
Do you suspect that his health was not properly guarded?
I have strong feelings in that respect, that it was not properly protected.
Detroiter Sol Dan, an attorney for the late Jack Ruby, who died today in Dallas.
A further report on the death of Jack Ruby was recorded on the same day from WWJ-FM.
One more participant in the tragedy that was Dallas in late November 1963 is dead. Jack Ruby, the once convicted murderer of Lee Harvey Oswald, the accused assassin of President Kennedy, died today in Parkland General Hospital. President Kennedy was taken to Parkland on that black afternoon of November 22nd. 2 days later, mortally wounded, Oswald died there. And today, Ruby succumbed to cancer that first had been diagnosed as a bad cold, then pneumonia. As tens of millions watched on the afternoon of November 24th, Ruby took the action that made him a part of the most tragic story of our century.
There is Lee Oswald. He's been shot. He's been shot. Lee Oswald has been shot. There's the man with a gun. It's absolute panic. Absolute panic here in the basement of Dallas Police Headquarters. Detectives have their guns drawn. Oswald has been shot. There is no question about it. Oswald has been shot.
NBC Newsman Tom Pettit. Ruby maintained up to the moment of his death that his action was the result of an impulse, that he'd been involved in no conspiracy. Ruby's chief attorney, Elmer Gertz, today talked of his plans for a second trial, now that never will be held, about Ruby's guilt and about his innocence.
We would have tried to prove as clearly as possible there was a complete lack of premeditation, a complete lack of malice, that this was a happenstance act, that was just one, a million to one chance it would ever happen, that he himself was not aware that it was happening. He was in a what he called a blur from the time he went down the ramp until he suddenly found himself being grappled by the police. That this just happened. He was not part of a conspiracy. There was nothing what you might call planning or anything of that nature. One of those strange, really bizarre things that the simplest explanation is the most truthful one. Anyone who looks for conspiracies or anything planned, I think, is on the wrong trail. This had none of those elements. As he has maintained from the very beginning, he didn't know this was going to happen. He didn't want it to happen. He didn't plan it. And it devastated him. It really created hallucinations in him where he thought that the Jews were being transported to the Dallas jail and killed there. He thought he heard their screams. The psychiatrist whom we consulted said this was not put on. This was genuine hallucination. In the last few days, he lost all will to live. As a matter of fact, 2 weeks ago, when Earl Ruby and I were there, part of the time he looked pretty good. But from the moment we left, he seemed to have abandoned all desire to live. He began losing weight. He wouldn't take nourishment. He lost any zest. Where earlier he had had a good deal of courage, all of that vanished, so that the doctors felt that even though the medication was helping to a certain degree, his state of mind was so disastrously bad that he was likely to go at any time. He saw no point in his survival.
Ruby will be buried Friday in Chicago, his home.